Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Hello.
And we are in the middle. No, actually, this is the last segment for the day. We had a one-hour discussion with the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, which was so informative. And I really have nothing but compliments for Judy, but I always have, because she's done a great job. And in a time like this, she's really stepping it up. And she's there for everybody. And now we're in the Christina Liu show, which has also gone from a half hour to an hour, because there's so much stuff going on in the town that, sometime we may go back to the half hour, but at this point in time, there's just so much information. And today is a lot of information because we had Judy first and we're having Christina, but going forward, other people are not going to be as informed about the town itself. They'll be, as she said, we're going to have Tom Suozzi on next week, and Tom is our congressman. So there'll be discussions about what's going on in Washington and the state in general and the country, and it'll be tremendously informative. And then, of course, then we're going to have the Christina Liu bringing us back to our own backyard each week, which is so important. And then we're going to have other people. We're going to have the controller's office, both Nassau and the state. We're going to have Tish James, who is the attorney general. We're going to have Madeline Singus. I mean, each week we're going to try to bring our governmental official who really has the pulse of what's going on, combined with the Christina Liu show, which is ultimately going to be the best of both worlds. I mean, it really will be. And eventually we'll be back to not normal program, but a little bit more, and I don't mean this derogatorily, I don't know what the word is, fun and informative. Now we need answers. Eventually we'll go back to somebody who's an artist, somebody who wrote a book, somebody whose poetry, that type of thing. And I don't think I'm rude saying it. I might be saying it incorrectly, but I think everybody understands.
No, I mean, of course. I mean, that's a perfect segue, John, because it's a heavy time, you know? So there's a lot of information, as we said, and it changes so rapidly. So we try our best on the show, just really, you know, the main goal of these Zoom conferences is to keep you informed to the best of your ability. And like, let's be real right now, most people just want to know about all those things. In my own personal life, I'm like, let's have a day where no one talks about coronavirus and it doesn't last all of like 10 minutes. So my husband blows that all the time. I'm like, let's just try and not talk about it for an hour, and then somehow something comes up. So right now, that's obviously our focus. We're going to try and have laughs throughout it, obviously, because that's just us. But when we get back to our normal thing, it'll be the celebration of the seasons and celebrations of people's birthdays. So that's not going away, everyone. So we will certainly be back to our normal fun party selves. But right now, we really just want to give you this information. And, you know, John, what you had mentioned about just we're trying to get all these different governmental people on, you know, which is so wonderful about North Hempstead is we're in such contact with all these different governmental agencies. And the fact that since the beginning, whether it's elected officials or whoever it might be, they're so aware of Project Independence and the services that we're providing, because we have been getting referrals nonstop from, you know, senators, congresspeople, legislators, whatever it might be. Because they know that we're the go-to to help out with a senior. And the calls that have been coming in from children that live in different states has really been increasing, because as we always say, you know, the seniors say that Project Independence is a lifeline for a lot of these seniors just to stay connected. So once again, I'm just gonna kudos to our human service staff who is out there, and our transportation program, which is constantly tweaking and revamping. You know, the supervisor touched upon that since the beginning. You know, we had changed it so to extend the hours when seniors can go to early hours. And then, you know, and now they're all, I want to reassure everyone, all of our partners in the taxi companies are wearing masks. They've been doing that since the beginning. They expect you to wear a mask as well. So there's a lot of every kind of up-to-date protocol that happens. We're always in contact with everyone to make sure all people are on the same plane with that. And then with the transportation, you know, I had mentioned now Deluxe is doing that. And also we've got calls, which is interesting, from seniors saying, you know, they have a child, whether it's a child or a grandchild, someone who can't drive or doesn't have access to a car, can they use our transportation program to go food shopping for the senior? And that we've actually been doing that. You know, obviously these things are kind of temporary. They're not going to be like that forever, but someone had requested to go to CVS and that got approved, you know? So each day, case by case, we're kind of trying to find what's needed and how to tweak the program, get everyone on board to do it and to make it happen. So it's.
I'm just throwing in again, which everybody should know, whoever listens to this program, 311. Just especially at this point in time, call it anytime you want. You know, you're not going to be wrong, and they're going to send you in the proper direction to help you out during this, you know, pandemic.
And I mean, you know, not to toot Project Independence horn, but everyone, the response time on things, you know, we've set such a bar on, you know, really getting out there and reaching out to constituents, that it's just absolutely incredible the amount of hours. And, you know, what we were touching upon too earlier is it's a really difficult time in that, you know, if you are working from home, you know, I was laughing with Dan about this. It's like an adjustment because you feel like you're 24/7, like need to get everything responded to immediately. And you're constantly like on call, you know, and then you have your personal things, you know, I mean, it's like, I was worried about this one. I'm worried about that one. Is that one okay? Is her family member okay? And then it's like this, like that what's going on in my brain, God only knows the connections that are being made. So it's a lot, and that's the case for everyone. So the fact that these services are still being, you know, put out and different innovative things are happening are really wonderful. So I give a shout out to everyone out there, not just Project Independence, obviously the whole town, all the essential workers out there. You know, I get to be in my kitchen table or my living room or sometimes lying in my bed on my laptop. Who knows what might go on? Depends on my vibe for the day. I try to change.
Too much information, Christina. Please.
But
yeah, I have one that's a little off the wall here. In your report, which was great, Christina did a report about a lot of the cases, without mentioning names or anything, but about the things that people have gone through. Mm-hmm. And it was a little nit that came up in there that had me curious, and that was because it's all done over the phone or, you know, over the Zoom or whatever, about an oximeter.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody used an oximeter to check something.
Yeah, so.
Well, it's for oxygen, but is that something people want to, you know, have?
Yeah, well, obviously now it's like, it's impossible to like really even get one, frankly, right now. But my dad actually had one because a couple of years back he had a whole respiratory situation. So it's a little oximeter, pulsometer, they're also called. You can put it on your finger, you know, and it'll test your oxygen levels. So a lot of people were doing that who, you know, God forbid you're in this kind of crisis situation, to kind of test it to gauge, is oxygen getting to your blood or whatever. Don't quote me on this because I don't know how accurate it is, but as you were saying with technology, I was listening to a radio program and they were saying there's some kind of app with a smartphone that you're able to download. I don't know how they do it, but they were saying it was working to test the oxygen level. So I don't know. I would ask a doctor first and foremost about that, but that was just something, you know, with the oxygen. Obviously, and then I had looked it up online and it was just like sold out everywhere. You know, as soon as these things get mentioned, it's like boom, gone. So.
Yeah, I just was curious. Is it something that people want to have in case?
I mean, it can't hurt. Like, you know, my husband.
I have one. I don't know I never used it.
Yeah, we have one too. It's in a box. I'm not totally. Jay said it was a good thing to have. So I just kind of roll with my husband. So he's the go-to on this. I said,
I need a battery.
Yeah, there you go. You need a battery.
I need battery.
But it's all about, you know, being as prepared as possible.
Well, I think that's what this whole thing does.
Yeah.
Is it makes you realize that, preparation, like, frankly, things like people always tell you should have some cash on hand in the house somewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a pretty good example of that now. I saw lines at there's a Wells Fargo drive-through. God knows there were 15 cars waiting to get through that thing. Mm-hmm. I saw people lined up in front of a Citibank, probably 15 people long, trying to get to, I guess, an ATM machine. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many things you can think about.
No, it's true. You know, and listen, we are always preaching in any situation, preparation, right? So that's project independence in general. It's all about preparing for, you know, God forbid if the emergency happens, not being in the emergency and, you know, trying to rush. And that's with all aspects, frankly, of your life. Obviously, this is a heightened version of that because everyone is kind of just like came in with a bang, you know, fast. And you know, I have to laugh because I'm never going to hear the end of it because, as I was saying, my husband, Jay, is like Mr. Preparer all the time. So I'm always like, you're being excessive, you know, and I'm the one that I'm ordering like random things on Amazon, but you know, to each his own. And
I think Jay should have been married to my wife and me married to you.
I think that's why we get along so well.
Falling apart, but we had good parties.
Yeah, so, but I think, you know, everyone needs one person like that. So, you know, he's, and we were just talking, having this conversation about, he's like, listen, obviously it's just a good thing to do. He's like, and I hope you think about it, you know, whether it's a storm or, you know, something. You know, obviously, God will, God forbid it's as serious as this, you know, current situation. But right. Just preparing, you know, is it so bad to have like some extra cans on hand, you know, because Jay's always like, when you go to the store, pick up an extra can just to have. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. But now I clearly was like, oh, that's, it's really great that he did that because we're not in some like panicked situation. And it's just little things. He's like, you know, if it's on sale, I get it. So it's different steps like that, you know, and it can't hurt, you know, to do stuff like that. So just for the future, I think it will forever change everyone's kind of.
100% people are going to have a backup. They're not going to have one can of something or one piece, one chicken cutlet. They're going to have a few things. You have a freezer, put it in there. Believe it or not, the whole 2 hours is gone now. It's amazing. And what I want to thank is, I know Judy's not on the line, but I do want to thank Judy Bosworth, Town of North Hempstead supervisor, for coming on, and Dan Cox, who really, if it wasn't for Dan last week helping us create this and then walking us through it and continuing to do it every week with us, this wouldn't be happening. So, myself and Christina and Otto are very appreciative to you, Dan, for everything you're doing.
Absolutely.
That's it for the show this week. Please tune in next week, but until then, be safe. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend.